Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to The Morning Run on BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Lissa Idris with Julian Ng. 6 minutes past 7 o'clock this Friday morning, the 15th of April. Sharad Kutin will be joining me in about 10 minutes. He'll give us his daily news roundup. And now we have Tim Mulholland on the line for Market Watch. He's the managing partner of China America Capital Company in Chicago.
Good morning, Tim. The reporting season is upon us and bank results are trickling in. These are the bellwethers. Do these banks' first quarter results give you a clue about what's in store for the market and the economy?
You know, I think what they're showing on the one side for the economy is lending, remains fairly positive. The trading results and so forth from lower interest rates give us a little bit of, downbeat. And, I think what you have a case here of is this lowered bar again. I mean, we go through this every quarter where the bar is lowered so it's easy to beat and there's forever optimism in financials. But, the fact remains is their net interest margins aren't growing. Banks are more like utilities right now. And, let's also face it, this cost of regulation they're facing is very, tens of thousands of people employed at these banks for compliance with Dodd-Frank and so forth. So I think it's optimism based upon better than lowered bar results, if you will.
Yes, we want to talk about the cost of regulation a while, but looking at JP Morgan's results, they echo what you said about the lowered bar because they had very good results that were helped by a lot of cost cutting. And this is not very good earnings quality.
No, I think, again, the cost cutting is something that you do when, your business model's changing. And the bank's business models have changed in this environment. Let's face it, this zero in rate environment that we're in and the dilemma that the Fed faces is, the economy doesn't really function the way it should in this environment. So this is a recalibration of the system, and along with that and the lower volatility, and yes, we have overall lower volatility with these zero interest rates, I think is really causing banks to really rethink their model, and it's resulting in many, many job cuts in the financial industry that used to be, one of the most more robust areas of the economy.
And talking about business model, BlackRock's results is also very interesting. Earnings were hurt by lower fees. Do you think that with the rise of low-cost ETFs, where this business will go, how will it affect, how would lower fees affect the business model?
Well, without a doubt, it's fees are being, re-rated or revisited by investors in these, it's the cost in these ETFs or, a fraction of mutual funds and face, given the correlations, strong correlations that we've had in equity markets, active management has really not been so good compared to these passive investments or these low-cost, index-type structured products. So, in which case that means a lower fees, a lower maintenance of personnel needed to, maintain these products as well. So I think what you're seeing is, yes, lower fees. You're seeing costs being cut to try and protect margins. There's no carry in interest rates, so that's really hurting these asset managers big time. Because rates really aren't taking off right now, and net interest margins are still low, and low-fee products is, the name in the world we live in right now. So you're seeing that consolidation and rationalization throughout the industry.
And meanwhile, the U.S. regulators have rejected the so-called living wills of banks. And these are plans that will detail how banks can fund themselves in the event of a bankruptcy without getting a government bailout. How is this going to play out for the banks? Are living wills costly?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I thought I heard that J.P. Morgan employs 43,000 persons just to try and comply with these regulations. And I think you even see a bank like Wells Fargo that, only Citibank, by the way, is the only one that passed, which really raised some eyebrows because Citibank was a real problem child among these banks. But what's happened in these banks is they've consolidated so much, and they are too big. And even these living wills that are so-called in place right now, this is still, I think, really more backwards-looking and problems of the past. And I think it's a regulation here that means well, but the unintended consequences, I think, have yet to be felt. I'm not so sure they're going to be what was the desired outcome.
And moving on to the global scene, China has seen a bump in iron ore demand and steel production. Where do you see this going? Because recently we read news about China having to sack about 1.8 million people from the steel and coal industries.
Well, they don't want to do that because I think they're facing protests. There were as many worker protests, I believe, in the first 2 months of the year, but people not getting paid. That also includes some laid-off military people as well. And I think with looking at that and the pain that's involved in that type of consolidation and rationalization in these overcapacity industries is a pill that might be too bitter to swallow. So what my deduction from looking at these rising ore prices is because of rising steel production. The rising steel production means that they want to continue delaying the consolidation in that industry that needs to be done. So short term, I also think they're deploying some stimulus money now as well. It's causing this increase, short-term increase in demand. But I think it's like a sugar fix, a sugar buzz. It's short-term, but long-term, I think it's going to be, I think it's going to create an even bigger problem long-term. But for the short-term, it certainly has given a shot to the commodity markets, to emerging markets, and to China itself, and making people feel like things are under control once again.
And the dollar, of course, is not in the same positive place as what we see in the emerging markets, where the currencies have moved up quite sharply. What kind of signals do you think this is going to send around the currency world, especially when you have all kinds of weird policies like negative interest rates?
Yeah, it's interesting because there's the catch there. These economies, if the dollar were strong, then these economies wouldn't need negative interest rates so much. I'm speaking of in Europe and in Japan, with the yen's just really total befuddled everybody. But I think what the lesson that we've learned, and I think the outcome from Shanghai, was that the weaker dollar really paid a lot of dividends to central bankers overall, because it really, as you pointed out, really boosted the EM currencies, boosted the EM markets. It's helped to boost commodity prices. So it pretty much, I think, removed the biggest structural object to the to these markets that we saw in the first two and a half months of the year. So I think what that really tells us is, I think the fate here is the dollar, and how the Fed's going to engineer this normalization of interest rate policy still remains to be seen. But for right now, it looks like everybody feels pretty good, and it seems to be working. So, you know, unless we get some more higher tick in inflation here and more chatter about the Fed having to raise rates, it looks like this will continue.
Thank you. That was Tim Holland, managing partner of the China America Capital Company in Chicago.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.